Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Today we're live on Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Today we have a special guest who has not called the show yet. Stefan Areno is an award-winning real estate investor, entrepreneur. He is from Canada. He's also the author of Hard Times Create Strong Men. And Stefan is author and winner of the 2014 Rich Dad International Hall of Fame. Starting with only $1,200, Stefan has built a multi-billion dollar portfolio for himself and his partners. Stefan started with little money, and he built and he made a lot of money. You know, He has been featured in the Canadian real estate. He has been featured. Hello, Stefan. Hello to the show today. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. Glad to have you here today. And hopefully I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm kind of bad with names, Stefan. Kind of bad with names. If I'm telling you wrong, just correct me. Stefan Areno, is that right? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, we say Stefan rhymes with Effin, and Arneo rhymes with Neo.
Oh, okay, good. Wonderful. Glad to have you here today. And like I say, he's from Canada. He's the author of, I believe, Hard Times Create Strong Men. Is that correct, Stefan?
Yeah, that's correct.
And where is that book available at today? Where can they get that book called Hard Times Create Strong Men? Where can they get it from?
Yeah, they can get it at hardtimesstrongmen.com. That's hardtimesstrongmen.com, or they can get it at Amazon.
Oh, okay. There it is, people. You can get that at Amazon. And this book is predicted on how men are men. And I'll let, when we go further in the broadcast, I'll let Stefan explain that to you. Let me recap some things. He's an award winner, real estate investor, entrepreneur. He's been featured in Canadian Real Estate Wealth Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, which named him one of the 10 best estate influences to follow, you know. And he's been recognized on the self-made list. And I will let everyone welcome Stefan to the show. And Stefan will start telling you about, you know, he's really, like I say, he's a real estate investor. He only started with $1,200. And he has built a multi-billion dollar portfolio for himself and his partners. You want to tell them about that, how you started with $1,200 and built a multi-billion dollar portfolio for yourself and your partners? Stefan, you can go ahead at this time.
Yeah, so I started with $1,200 of cash. I worked at Frito-Lay. I was putting chips on shelves, Doritos and Lay's and Cheetos. And I saved up $1,200 of cash, and I put that down on my first property in 2009. And I learned to raise money. I learned to partner with people. So what I would do is I would find rich people who wanted to partner with me. I was broke. I didn't know any rich people, but I found some. And I started flipping houses with partners backing all my deals. And by the time I was 28 and a half, became a self-made millionaire.
Oh, okay. Okay, then it is that when he found someone that was rich, he was not rich himself, he found someone else that was rich and they helped him out, you know. Sometimes, you know, that's how business goes. So you tell us about the magazines. Tell us about some magazines you were featured in.
Yeah, I've been featured in Canadian Real Estate Wealth Magazine. I've been featured in Entrepreneur.com, top 10 real estate influencers to follow. Written 8 books now. Been asked to speak all over the place. So been featured in a lot of places, and it's been really cool.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Now we'll go to the book itself. Hard times create strong men. You want to tell us how you came upon that title of that book? Tell us how you came upon that theory of your book.
Yeah, so as the cycles of history go, it goes hard times create strong men create good times mm-hmm. create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And so that's about an 80-year cycle of history, and I realize that we are at the end of weak men creating hard times right now since about the year 2000, and we're ready to go into hard times create strong men.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, hard times, and then it does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know, you go through a tough situation, and in a tough situation, sometimes we'll make it stronger. You know,
mm-hmm.
Okay, before we go to our call-in line, okay, now, suppose he's the author and winner of the 2014 Rich Dad International Hall of Fame. So you're the winner of the 2014 Rich Dad International Hall of Fame. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, 2014, I was recognized by Robert Kiyosaki's brand, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. They give out
mm-hmm.
one Hall of Fame winner a year in Canada, I think 5 in the U.S. So I was one of those 6 people to get an award in 2014. And that was for building my real estate business and raising all the capital and flipping properties. And it's something that not a lot of people can succeed at.
Okay. Okay, now let's see now. You started out at Frito-Lay's. He didn't know any rich people. He became he found some rich people. Now at this point in real estate investor, I guess you really have learned a lot. And how is business at this point?
It's good. I mean, I own a multi-million-dollar portfolio. I've got my passive income paying me every month, and looking at doing some bigger deals now. I've graduated from, you know, flipping small homes and making 10 grand to looking at bigger deals. We're looking at some $10 million deals and $5 million deals, so some bigger ones, which is good. And I also train and coach people who want to get started in the way that I did.
That's what I'm saying. There are some people out there today. And they are listening to the show, wherever they may be listening from. Maybe there are some things you might can learn from him, you know. You know, maybe there are some things that you may want to ask him. Maybe there are some things that you know that you can learn. He says he's also coached too now. So let's go to call in line. We have callers. Okay, now let's call in line. You've been listening so far to Dr. Larry Tunes, that's the radio show. You have anything you would like to ask for Stefan? Call us. You can go mm-hmm. at this time.
Yes. My name is Ned Tunes, and I was asking, can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, you were eating
okay.
pretty good.
I was pretty good. Just enjoying all the things I've heard, and I'm very excited, you know, about all your accomplishments. So, and I just, I'm just excited, you know, and about the accomplishment, the book that you wrote, I do agree with it, you know, about the men, you know, what you were saying, and I would be interested in getting it and, you know, and interested in learning how to be coached and get started. And thank you for doing what you do.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we have some people who I think are going to be interested in talking with Stephon. Can you give us your email address and website, Stephon, in case people, you know, want to listen, you know, want to interested, and I think they are. Could you give me your email address and website so they can connect with you?
Yeah, so they can go to stephanarnio.com, StephanArnio.com, and they can go ahead and email me if they want at support, SUPPORT, at blackcard, the letter U.com, Black Card U, like blackcarduniversity.com. That's my training program, Black Card University.
Okay, everyone. And let's see, now, growing up as, youngster, who would you say was very influential in your life? Was maybe it was a dad, maybe it was a pastor. Who would you say was very influential in your life, in your career as growing up as a little youngster?
Yeah, somebody who was really influential for me was a guy I studied with named Bill Bartman, and he was a billionaire. When he was alive, he just recently died. And I spent $10,000 to spend a week with him in a classroom. And he taught me how to raise money, how to put a business plan together, how to really structure a business and put a presentation together. And you know, the stuff that Bill taught me, I'm still doing today. I still teach it today. And God bless his soul. He died, I think, a couple years ago. But he was a billionaire once, a millionaire twice, and he was really good at teaching people.
That's a good thing. Yes, sound like a good man. Sound like a very smart man, and sound like a good man. And he taught you a lot, and we see that you learn a lot, and you're ready to pass on what you learned. And we're very proud today to have you on the show today, and to pass on, to be an inspiration to people, because in this day and age, we need people to inspire us. You know, we're not gonna say just like you did when you was a little boy. You know, we all don't have. You know, we grew up. A lot of us grew up poor too. You know, a lot of us grew up poor, and the thing that we did not have, just like you did not have, we did not have a rich person around to show us things. But we think it's important, and we're very glad that we have someone around like you that can relate things to us. You know, we're very glad. Now we'll and you are from Canada, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down in L.A. today, but I am from Canada, yes.
Oh, you're in Canada. Oh, you're in L.A. Oh, okay, you're in L.A. today. Okay. How is Canada is very cold, I hear.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And see, I have a friend in Canada, they say they got polar bears. You know, polar bears walking around. I don't know how true that is, you know. Maybe one day I'll... You understand, to visit Canada. But yes. Now, there's other than the book, is there anything you were working on else? Any other things you were working on?
Yeah, right now I'm releasing Hard Times 2, Hard Times 3, and Hard Times 4. So, you know, I'm really writing more about life and what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, and some life philosophies. I think people out there right now are starving for meaning. I mean, I've been teaching people how to make money for years, and making money's cool, but, you know, if you're making money and don't have any meaning to your life, life is hard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're teaching more about life and business now instead of just business.
That's right. That's right. You got to have meaning. Like you say, you got to have meaning. Meaning to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have meaning, you know. And you're very correct. And you publish your own books? You have a publishing company?
I publish them through a company called Clovercroft Publishing down in Tennessee. And I independently publish. And, it's worked out well for me because I get to publish what I want.
Right. That's right. I understand. I understand you can be afraid because, see, I'm a self-publisher. Myself, I've been self-published since 2006. And like you say, one of the advantages of self-publishing is you get to do what you want to do, you know. You get a chance to do it how you want to do it. Everyone, we have some fun. He's live on the show today. Very inspirational guy, you know. And if they call you, if they contact you, I mean, whatever it is, you flip houses. You flip houses, is that correct? You double the amount of houses. Without giving away too much information out of the book, just say like I bought a house and I don't think I'm doing, I'm doubling it, get you, because I'm kind of lost myself. If I purchase a house, I'm turning around and I'm selling it for double the amount it costs, is that correct?
Yeah, usually we buy 50 cents on the dollar and we'll sell it for 100. So, yeah, you're right, somewhere around double the amount. 40 to 60 cents on the dollar we buy it at. We fix it to about 70 cents, sell it at about 100 cents.
Good. I wasn't too far off. That's good. I was not too far off. And that's good. So, everyone, if you're out there, you listen, you know, I think it would be it's a good opportunity. And I know some friends of mine that are real estate investors. You know, it's one of the things to do, you know. And like you said, it pays good. You know, like the jobs we have today, spending time going nowhere, spinning your wheels, working hard, and you're going no place. You know, for no place. You know, spend your time valuable. Spend your time wisely. Spend it wisely,
yes.
You know. If there's someone to tell you about something, then you listen, you know. You listen. It may take you a little time. Just like Stefan. He didn't give up when he was working, what you say you was working at, delivering, I mean, bagging things at, what you say you was working at then?
Some, yeah, Frito-Lay, Doritos, Cheetos.
Yeah. Right, so he started working at Frito-Lay's, you know, but he didn't give up. That's the thing about it.
No. Didn't give up.
He did not give up. He didn't give up about it. See, that's the marvel of this. No matter where you start at, you just have to have a dream. You just have to be determined. And Stephen was determined. You know, he wasn't gonna let anything defeat him. No matter what you're doing in life, no matter where you are in life, Don't never don't give up on your dreams, you know. And he's a good example of that. And we're very glad to have him on the show today. And like my sister said, I'm very glad of what you're doing, Siobhan. What you're doing, and you took this time out to talk to us. I'm very glad of that because that shows you have a good heart, you know. That shows that you have, you know, it shows your sportsmanship. You're a good role model that you can come and talk to us, and we appreciate it very much. And we inspired by you, and very glad to have you on the show today. We're very glad, you know. And I know my friends are glad. They're glad, and they're glad. When I did your promo, your advertisement, they welcomed you. They welcomed you really, really good. When they saw you on Facebook, they were happy to see you. And we all happy to see you. And we're winding down to like 8 minutes left, and we're glad you came on the show today. But we'll go back to you. Maybe there's some things that you might want to say in these last couple of minutes. Maybe, because I play the show, I play it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I play it on all of those shows, you know. So, shortly after today, I'm going to put it back on Facebook. But we'll go back to Siobhan, because we have 8 minutes left. Maybe Siobhan have some more things that you might want to be influential about. You know, okay, right this time we'll go back to Siobhan. Okay. All right, Siobhan.
Yeah, well I think that people should go check out the book, HardTimesStrongMen.com. That's HardTimesStrongMen.com, and if they want something more out of life, reach out to me, and you know, whether it's flipping houses or making money or getting your life together, would love to hear from you.
Okay. Okay, there it is, everyone. There it is. He gave you an invitation. If you would like to make good on this, like you say, contact him. You know, it's a good. Proposal. It's good. You know, and right now you have someone to show you. You have someone to show you the world today. The world today is for some people. It's the economy. The marketplace, the economy, is booming for some. Some is not booming. It's struggling. But when you got somebody that they're there and you see the outcome of it, you see the outcome is prosperous, then you join in. If the outcome is prosperous, you join in. Reach out to Stephen, reach out to him, reach out to his website, and contact. And that's what he's here for. He's for you to contact him and buy his book. Buy the book on Amazon. Hard Time Create Strong Men. Richie, go to Amazon and get the book. Get the book today. Read the book. Learn the book. You know, learn about it. Everything you need to know. Just take the time. Learn, because life is sometimes harder than you think. So we appreciate Stephen for coming on the show. More than that, we appreciate Stephen for taking time out to give us information. You know, and this is a once in a lifetime chance. So don't blow the chance. Reach out to him. You know, and he's very successful. Very successful guy. So let it rub off on you. Let it rub off on you. You know. And most of all, be humble. Keep God in mind first. Be humble. Be able to listen to someone. Don't be all the time. I know everything. They will get to no place. I'm not going to do it because what would it do for me? Don't think like that. Let's give it a try. We'll go back to our call-in line. If there's no one else on the call-in line, do my call-in line want to say anything?
Well, I would like to say I didn't get the website. Can you repeat the website?
Yeah, the website.
Yeah, the website is hardtimestrongmen.com. That's hardtimestrongmen.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hard times. And let me write it down as well. I see if I really have it, I don't. But it's the opportunity sounds good. Hardtimestrongmen.com. Okay, everyone. Do you want to be successful in life? It all depends on what you want. You want to be successful. And you look at Stephen, you can tell that he's a very successful guy. He's a very successful guy. And even more about Stephen, his attitude and his virtue, it makes him more recognizable. You see what I'm saying? And that's the attitude that you will have to have. Don't change. Put God first. Don't change. Just like Stephen is reaching out to you, and you turn around, you reach out to somebody else. You know, it's about educating, and that's what he is doing. Don't be saying call someone educated. I mean, you should be thankful. You should be thankfully inspirational, yeah, and I'm glad to have you on the show. We've got to get him back again. We have to get him back. We have to get you back on another show too, Stephen. Would that be okay? Sometime in the future?
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good.
It sounds good on my end too. It sounds good on that end too.
Yeah,
it sounds good to me. Yeah. So, everyone, you know, if Stephen don't have anything else to say, you have anything else? We got 2 minutes for the second. Anything else, Stephen?
Yeah, no, just go to hardtimestrongmen.com, get the book, and if you want to make more of your life and become something greater, reach out to me.
Okay.
One. Hardtimestrongmen.com. HardTimesGreatStrongMen.com. And everyone, we're running out of time today. Now that book, and you can also go get that book, Hard Times Create Strong Men. Go to Amazon. Mm-hmm. Go to Amazon.com and get that book. And get the book today. Yeah. And everyone, like I said, we have Safari on the show today. And we are very glad to have him on the show. And we look forward to having him on another show. And we look forward to getting his message out to the people to reach out to him. And you are, you know, word of mouth, always good tool to use. So,
yeah.
Word of mouth is very effective. Is very effective. And everyone today, I thank you for calling in, whether you listen to Blog Talk Radio, whether you listen in on the link, no matter where you're listening in today, I thank you for calling in to the show today. And our very guest, he was very influential and he was very instrumental. And like you said, reach out to him, and also reach out to his website. And also, reach out and get his book. And everyone, we are running out of time on the Arthur Larry Tones Gospel Radio Show. I want everybody to have a good day. And God bless you.
God bless you all. Thanks.
Yeah.